And we'll just rewind a little bit. Mouth to ass.
This is Games and More Entertainment Radio.
I'm C4.
And I'm Koba.
I played so much in that game. It was
if it's got EA on it, I'm not going to buy it.
Headshot.
Okay, I don't even know what day it is.
Games and More Entertainment Radio. Games and More Entertainment Radio.
This is Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 130. I'm C4.
And I'm Kobar.
And the website is hwhq.com. You can email us at c4.gameradio@gmail.com. And join us on IRC at irc.oftc.net. The channel is Gamer. Why don't you lead off, since you're the one who has to apologize.
Yeah, I was sick last week, so sorry about missing another show.
Right after we were told that we were making them on pretty good timing, too.
I know.
God damn it. Oh well. September 3rd today, 2006. And see, my unreliable bash script didn't update the website with our weekly excuses why we couldn't do a show. So, that's why there was nothing posted. I was actually just too lazy, and there's a very good reason why I haven't gotten anything done all week long. Into the email, number one from Dark Dragon Man Neo. Hey guys, how's it going? Well, I was just listening to 129, and I heard you guys joking about high-end PCs and how they're useful for so few things. And it reminded me of a fucked-up article. I have no fucking clue why I didn't send it to you guys when I saw it. The URL is http://ps3.ign.com/articles/728/728301p1.html. Basically, the article talks about how this company teamed up with Sony and they made this thing that uses the power of the cell processor. So if your PS3 is idle, and most likely online, it will work along with the other idle PS3s to calculate causes for such things as Alzheimer's, Huntington's disease, and forms of cancer. Man, what an interesting marketing ploy for Sony. If no one buys our machine, it'll be all your fault we don't get a cure for cancer. Knowing people who died from cancer, it kind of fucks with your head. But I think if they really wanted to get people to buy a PS3 with a trick like that, they should sell us 25%, or tell us 25% is going to be fucking donated. At least it would make shelling out $600 more reasonable. And basically it's like folding at home. You ever seen SETI, S-E-T-I,
yeah.
At home? It's the same thing. And they have a little graphical client for it that you can
frankly,
sit there and watch.
That kind of pisses me off.
It's not built in, and it's not...
Oh, I have to agree to it?
Right, and okay. It's not like it's not optional either. You have to, like, set it up and get an account with them and everything because your PS3 will log on and, you know, once it crunches its numbers, it has to send them out to somebody who can do something with it. So, yeah, it's not like they're making this happen. They're just making that available.
Okay.
Right.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, no, that's cool because a lot of people are really behind that. I know quite a few people that donate a lot of CPU time, their idle computers, using the cancer one, the folding at home one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's a popular thing for a lot of people to do. Let's see. Well, a few weeks ago, I got Tekken Dark Resurrection. It kicks ass. However, one of my friends saw it and kept saying it had a lot from Tekken 5. I didn't buy Tekken 5, so I don't know. The game is very nice. It looks almost as good as the graphics on a PS2 Tekken. This is for the PSP. I never fully got into Tekken, but I really like this game. Easily the best game I have for my PSP. The game comes with a lot of cool features, my favorite being Tekken Bowling. To make it cooler, the game has game share, which works very well. However, it annoyed me when I went to my local Wi-Fi supplier, a.k.a. where my girlfriend works, to find no one online. Oh, wait, no online. All it had was a thing that let me download little features. It was cool, but it didn't really make me feel better about it. Overall, I'd say if you have a PSP and you're looking for a great fighting game, buy it. Last I was online, and I saw some news on the DS Lite. According to GameStop, on September 11th, which is such a good day to do anything in this nation these days, they will start selling a black and pink Nintendo DS Lite. I am pretty happy I waited because now I can have another black system, and it also opens the doors for opportunity for gifts for my gamer girlfriend who pre-ordered the pink one. I was wondering, are there any good games for the DS that are non-Mario, aka a game with any of the over-whored out Nintendo characters with good multiplayer? Before I go, I have to say, between all my everyday crap, I've neglected Final Fantasy VI pretty bad. I feel like I should get back and play it, but whenever I have free time, there's something that pops up. Speaking of procrastinating, how's the quest to watch Advent Children going, C4? Still love the show and keep up the good work. Yeah, I still haven't gotten around to watching that. I've been slacking hard around here, and I have a good reason, though. We'll get to that a little bit later on. As far as the DS games, though, we did do, like, two whole shows that we got bitched about for no end about games, but specifically on multiplayer, we may have left out Sonic Rush and Bomberman.
But he's asking for a Nintendo character at multiplayer, though.
No, he said not a Nintendo character.
Oh, I thought he said non-Mario.
Or non-Mario, or aka a game with any of the overhorde Nintendo characters. So, Bomberman, I love that. There's no online play.
Right.
And Sonic Rush, that's not a Nintendo character. So I would say those two games. Those are sweet.
Yeah.
Advance Wars, maybe? They're not overhorde Nintendo characters.
No, but frankly, unless you're a very serious fan of the series...
Oh, I still have that, don't I? Of yours? You can take that back. I'm so sick and tired of that fucking game.
Unless you're a very big fan of the series, if you've played it before, there's not a whole lot of sense
in playing
this one.
No, it's the same damn thing.
Yeah. So I don't know how much I would recommend that, unless you're a big-time fan, which you probably haven't already.
Or if you haven't played one at all.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah,
that's true. Having played both of the other ones, I like was way into this for like... 12 hours, and then I realized it was the same thing. Oh, this is an email from Six Slayer. This was something we were actually talking about on IRC, so it wasn't quite an email, but he did email me the link to it, and so I'm putting it in here as an email. GamersReports.com has scans of supposedly internal GameStop documents showing PlayStation 3 game availability as early as November 1st of this year. The games are $59.99 each, and what I did notice on there was Unreal Tournament 2007 was listed as January 1st, 2007, which is awesome, because I like the Unreal Tournament series, so I'm hoping the PC releases around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But the earliest game did say November 1st, and there was three games, I don't remember what they are now, I didn't write that down, five games available on the 7th, five on the 14th, and six on the 15th. That's 19 games in the first 15 days. I think that was actually it for all of November,
Available to us or available to GameStop's warehouses?
This is supposed to be in store on that day. Supposedly, you know. So anybody can fake these documents. It's not like these haven't been seen online before. They're relatively easy to, you know,
make.
Forge. Right. But, I don't know, that website, I mean, they used to have, they were the ones that had the same place where they had the numbers of Walmart and Best Buy, of how many Xbox 360s they were each getting for launch.
Mm-hmm.
That was the same site that had a scan of the supposed thing, and it was real. And I know that because I saw it, you know, at where I work. And
right.
It was real, you know. So who knows if this has any validity or not. But PlayStation 3 fans, rejoice. It's coming soon, hopefully November 1st. Now granted, GameStop doesn't have a whole lot of pull as far as when they're going to tell Sony to put shit out. So this is all, of course, you know, whenever. And this is their best guess at this point, you know.
Right.
We got an email here from DT over in England. Hey, C4 and Crowbar. It's like we're twins but not. Similar spec PC, a P4, 3.2 GHz, and GeForce 6800 Ultra. There's also a 28-inch, I think, and 4 inches off yours TV. And it, too, is a normal beefy tube and not widescreen. So what's your next move? I was thinking of getting a new notebook. Now, I bring this up because I like to spend money and buy stuff, and I really wanted to read this email because we have almost the same computer. And I do, like, when I think about it, what the hell do I buy next? Right? Well, I solved that. I decided to buy a 19-inch... widescreen LCD from Samsung. Its native resolution is 1440x900. I absolutely adore this thing. And, you know, our computers are almost the same, and yet they run everything just fine. You know, so when you get that itch to buy something, what do you buy? It's not like everybody can just go out and pick up a DS or a 360 that week. You know, I mean, what happens? So you pick up a monitor for your computer for all the awesome PC gaming you're going to be doing, right? Right. Now, I thought Tommy's review you read out was great. Learned some things. Now, this was about the 360 last week. Tommy had that awesome, huge email about the 360.
Mm-hmm.
Learned some new things about it and saved me from doing some research into it. And let's see. Dude, buy fucking Darwinia. I have been following the developers, Introversion, and no, not stalking them, since their first game they released called Uplink. I remember that. It was like a hack simulation game.
Right.
Right? I first caught eye of them in PC Gamer magazine, which I do not read anymore. One thing that is most particular about them is that they released a Linux version of the game, and also that the gameplay was more appealing than the graphics. This is where my memory gets a bit sketchy. They were true hackers from the UK making the game in their bedroom and universities, I think. They sold it at markets at first, and then the internet, and later got enough money to pay someone to make the cases and discs. I agree the price tag is too high for their first game, and their first game was less than £20. I think you can buy it cheaper on Steam. In England, the price dropped below £20 now. Both Uplink and Darwinia comes with really nice design manuals. Can't wait for their next game called DefCon. Check it out at Introversion. It's www.introversion.co.uk. And Darwinia is $20 here now. Mm. It was like they hurt us, bitch, and the price dropped, I swear to God, because...
$20 is in line.
Yes. That's way doable for that game.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, as far as any kind of news for the week, there was very little, which is good for the listener, because you guys are sitting at home right going, oh my God, they're only 11 minutes into the show. Does this mean there's going to be some content? No. What about 45 more minutes of email? But they've already moved on the news. There can't be any more email. What is going to happen next? There's only one little small piece of news this week. It's about Assassin's Creed. Which?
Well, it's confirmed for the Xbox 360 and the PC.
Which is awesome, because this was supposed to be the PS3 exclusive.
Yeah, the PS3 exclusive, gotta buy. But then again, there was a rumor that it was running on 360 hardware at E3.
At E3, right.
So, we still don't know if that's true or not, but
right.
We do know that it will be coming
for
a platform near you.
Everybody's known this for a while, I think. I mean, from day one. I remember during the damn conference, people saying, no, that's not true. That's not true. You know, but hey, what matters is Sony pulled the wool over a few people's eyes.
Yeah, and they probably still won't even pay attention to this and go, oh, I got to get a PS3 for Assassin's Creed.
No. They never saw this. They missed this little bit of news, and poof. That's why you got to tell them to listen to the show. See? So, now that was one of the two games that I think looks somewhat interesting on that console.
Yeah.
Two games. That's like, you know, how I felt about the 360 back, you know, pre-launch. There was not a whole lot of Cameo.
Right.
I mean, that was about it.
Well, and we'll see what the PS3 has to offer a year down the road.
Right. It might be, you know, the cat's ass.
Yeah.
It might be the system to have. You never know. I mean, hey, they're pretty good at copying and stealing ideas and cloning and whatnot. Who knows? They might really... destroy Microsoft at their own game.
They're going to have to push to be worth $600.
Yeah, they are. They're going to have to... Yeah, it's going to have an extra hole in it somewhere to make it worth that much.
Self-cleaning.
You know, yes. Yeah, we don't want to get all involved in cleaning that out ourselves. Okay. So that's the end of the news for the show. We only saw one movie, and it sucked. So join us next week, and... wait a minute. What are these other four pages here? All kidding aside, the big news for this week's week, I gotta do this right, like in the commercial. I got an Xbox 360! This is the greatest day of my life! Remember that commercial from the Every 10 Minutes Mountain Dew Pepsi thing, whatever it was? Yeah. That commercial was gold, and I thought that same damn thing. And basically, and whoever wants to take credit for that, go right ahead. Basically, Kobar and I have been talking about this for quite some time. You know, basically since E3... The Xbox 360 has started to become a much more viable option, I guess. You know, the Wii was an instant hit. The Xbox had to earn it. You know, the 360 just didn't seem to really do it. Well, then we get this, you know, we get a couple emails from some people. They tell us that there's some good games and everything. You hear about these amazing games like Geometry Wars for the Xbox Live Arcade.
Mm-hmm.
And they just recently came out with Street Fighter. You know, more and more in the press, you hear, you know, 360 this, 360 that. I keep, you know, on top of the underground hacking scene for the 360, just to see what's going on, see how far they've made it, you know, progress with all their firmware hacks and whatnot for the different drives and everything, and you kind of pay attention to it, and it kind of grows on you after a while. Well, then we get that email from Tommy where it really explains things and just kind of, you know, bullets down the list. This is available, this works like this, bam, 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 and you learn a lot about it and get, you know, more interested.
Mm-hmm.
Never having really spent a whole lot of time with it. I've set a few up for some people, never actually sat down and played with it, you know. I mean, I've set up as different than play a game, you know.
Right.
That's as far as I ever really got with it. And I would joke that, you know, hardly anybody would, you know, use the stand you know, like at the GameStop and the Best Buys. You'd never see anybody sitting there playing it. That's changed recently. There's people there playing this thing. I see people buying them all the time, just carrying them up to the counter like it's just, you know, a CD, like an average, just, oh, I'm going to run out and buy a 360 today.
Mm-hmm.
There's still 400 bones for the premium one, $300 for the core system, but apparently there must be something out for this thing that's pretty good now. So we get Tommy's email, and it gets me all excited because I'm reading about it, and it's like, oh, this is fantastic. This sounds great. Well, then what finally pushed me over the edge, a good buddy of mine from back in, like, high school, I mean, from way days ago. I haven't talked to him in, like, a year. We're going to call him Bobcat. That's his Xbox handle, his gamer tag thing, whatever the hell they call it now. Calls me up out of the blue, had to look my number up in the phone book and every, or the, you know, called 411 and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Lost my number. And I talked to him after not talking to this guy for a year. Now, how awesome is this? Think about this. What happens when, like, your mom gets a call from a friend of hers from back in the day? Oh, how you been? How are the kids?
Right.
Work sucks ass. You know, the usual kind of bullshit, right? You get a call. I get a call from a friend that I haven't talked to in a year. And it's an hour and a half conversation that went exactly like this from start to the main topic. Hey, oh my god, I haven't talked to you in so long. Dude, what's been going on? You know, work sucks. Yeah, I know, me too. So, do you have a 360? No. Oh man, I got mine. And then an hour and a half of games. You know, I mean, it was just an awesome phone call to talk to somebody that is not, and it really opened my eyes. Like, I hate to say it now, but like, I kind of like did like, I felt like I was researching or like, he was like a test subject or something, you know,
right.
like, cause he wasn't our normal group of people that we hang out with and complain about games with and hang out on IRC with and bitch and whine and moan and complain about how terrible the industry is. He doesn't spend all day online like the rest of everybody I know does.
Mm-hmm.
He's not on top of every little piece of news there is for every little thing that there is to complain about. He doesn't have an unnatural hatred for Electronic Arts just because they're bastards, you know. I mean, he's just this guy who loves to play video games.
Right.
And be damned all the politics and the bullshit in the industry. If it's a fun game, he wants to play it.
Mm.
And he's not a big PC gamer, though. You know, he plays a few games, but never, like, has the super system to play any nice, fat, bitchin' games. You know,
right.
I swear to God, the last game I can think of that he played on a PC, I swear to God, he played the shit out of Doom 2. You know?
Wow.
And since then, it's been, since then, honest to God, it's been like, you know, the Nintendo 64,
mm-hmm.
and, I don't know, PlayStation probably, and fucking the GameCube, I know. And, you know, but basically, he's a console gamer.
Right.
You know, but a heavy console gamer. Okay, so it was interesting to talk to somebody like this. Just to get a different perspective on things.
Mm.
And it was kind of sad because it's like, at the end of the conversation, I was like, I'm a piece of shit. I sit around and complain all day, and I don't get any gaming done, and I whine and bitch about it, and that's no way to live.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I intend to avoid. What did you play this week?
A whole lot of nothing.
See? But what did you do all week?
A whole lot of nothing. I worked.
I
come home, watch some TV, go to sleep.
See, you could have gamed.
You
could have got some gaming in there, though. And it's like, okay. And anyway, so I'll tell you what happened to me. So I'm talking to him for a while, and I actually broke down the conversation. How bad is this going to make for radio, it sounds like, right? Like, oh, my God. He tried to recreate a conversation he had a week ago for the radio show. Well, there's a reason I did that. There was genuine interest from people on IRC about the call.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I said, I'm going to go buy a 360 tomorrow, people on IRC that know us, you know, I mean, they're there all day
right.
and every day for the last couple of years, and they're like, what the fuck happened? How did that change all of a sudden? And I explained, look, I talked to a buddy of mine, and it opened my eyes to a lot of things. So it was like, dude, I gotta know what this conversation entailed. And so I chopped it all the bullshit, of course, and I cut it down to exactly what happened. Like, the steps, you can see the progression. You can see my resolve weaken. I started out with the heaviest bitch slap I could think of. He's like, how do you not have one of these things, you know? Why? What's your reason? And I go, well, there's no games.
Mm-hmm.
There's no games. Now, okay, that excuse may have held 6 months ago.
Right.
If you go to Xbox.com right now, and you can search up Xbox games or both or Xbox 360 games, you hit up Xbox 360 games and hit search, there's 111 games on that list, 25 of which are Xbox Live Arcade games, and then there's like, I'm going to say less than 10 that aren't actually out yet. So that puts it, you know, still a pretty high number of 75, maybe 65, 70, 75 games that are actually out right now. They're real games, plus 25 are of the arcade games still. So there's quite a bit there. A little bit of everything for everybody, though, is the point, you know. Right. If you want to play an RPG, you've got two games to pick from, really, Oblivion and Enchanted Arms. You want to play a racing game, there's like four games out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the Extreme Sports. There's two Maddens out on it, 07 and 06. Plenty of sports titles. I hear there's a great boxing game on it.
Fight Night.
Some Electronic Arts game, though. Yeah, right. Fight Night, Round 3, Boxing.
Something.
07, Extended.
Kick-Ass.
Yeah. EA. Yeah. And then basically a couple like platformer types. I can think of Cameo right off the top of my head. Whatever. What have you. There's games out there. First-person shooters.
Coming.
Sonic is coming. There's Quake 4, Prey.
Yeah. First-person shooters, you got it covered.
Perfect Dark Zero,
yeah.
You know. There's quite a bit of stuff out there. So that blew that right out of the water. You know, when he was like, oh, man, I play this all day, and I play that all day, and I play this, and I play that, and I was hooked on this. So that blew that out of the water. I listened to him tell me what he played all day. And you know, when you talk to somebody that's been playing a game, there's that, like, tone in their voice where you know they genuinely had a good time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you can tell somebody that's like, oh, yeah, that game's fat. You got to go buy
that. They get that touch of a glaze in their eye, and they
like
look off far off. And
that's exactly it. You know, and you can tell over the phone.
Yeah.
Because they can't even get, like, their whole sentence out before they started on another sentence of awesomeness. You know,
right.
And you're just like, wow. He really, honestly enjoyed the shit out of that. There must be something to this. And the fact that he was just, you know, unloading a stream of games that are actually fun to play. And I think what occurred to me during this time, though, while he's mentioning these games, is what I think I see happen in the media a lot, where they say, you know, X titled RPG is coming out. And then they give a review, and the review is like, the game has spectacular graphics. It's very fun to play. These are the features of it. The sound is amazing. The storyline is passable. It's a very fun game, especially if you like, you know, this type of RPG. We're going to give it a 7. Where's Final Fantasy 27 at? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's degraded because of no reason other than the fact it didn't come from that Final Fantasy pedigree. Why would that game get docked? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I was hearing it from him, who doesn't have this strict bias. He could give two fucks and a shit about who made whatever game. If it's fun, he'll play it. And I see, it's like, I find myself getting that way too, where I'm like, oh, Christ, I can't play that game. That's, you know, that's just a cheap knockoff of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is wrong with me? When did I get to be so bitter and cynical and just overall, like, wrong thinking about games, you know? This was a hell of a conversation, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it blew my mind. Okay, he moved on. I said, okay, well, there's nothing that I want to play. None of those games you... And this is what led into that, was I was thinking to myself, Cameo is not Mario 64.
Right.
Why would I want to play Cameo? It's not Mario 64. Because it's a fun platformer, you dipshit.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be Mario 64 2 to be fun, you know? And this was a problem in my thinking with you know, this console. And, you know, he told me, look, there's adventure games, there's racing games, they've got Burnout Revenge. And I'm thinking, Christ, I have Burnout Revenge on the PS2, I played it, it's just like Burnout 3 with the stupid traffic thing, and it's got problems, I didn't like it that much, it didn't feel any different, yada, yada, yada. There's Oblivion, Enchanted Arms, Dead or Alive 4, Geometry Wars, and Dead Rising, all games that I adore, as of right now. But at the time, those were like the, well, yeah, I suppose they're worth a glance. I've never heard of the Dead Rising, I mean, come on, this is probably... A cheap Resident Evil knockoff is like the first thing that comes to mind. That is so wrong to think. You know, of course, I didn't see screenshots at the time, so I would have known better than to think that. Dead or Alive 4, yeah, jigglies. And we know what Geometry Wars is all about. I mean, and those games right there, are there enough to keep me busy for quite some time until some more comes out. Like you said, Sonic is coming out. Yeah, I mean, there's a couple other ones, too, on the horizon, but I'm talking
Gears
too fast
War.
And try to keep going. Lost Planet. Now, I tried to, thinking that he wasn't informed on things, tried to hit him with one of our constant complaints on the show. And this, again, took me back to, like, why do we bitch about this so much? We're bitching because it is bad. It's a bad idea. I'm talking about patching games. These live updates. You know, you connect to Xbox Live or whatever, and you fire up, you know, whatever the hell game it is, and it says, oh, we have to download this update.
Well, and the safety net is bad.
Right. It gives them the opportunity to release, like, a PC game where it's all fucked up, where everybody goes out and buys it, can't play it for 6 months until the patches come out. Okay, I got news for everybody. That's not happening on the consoles, people. These games do work, and they play just fine. What ends up happening is, let's say you're playing Perfect Dark Zero, and some jackass, probably some camper, finds a little hole in the corner somewhere, and he falls through the world. Shit, there was a problem with the modeling on the level. You're fucked on any other console.
Mm.
Well, at least this gives them the ability to update that and fix that.
Right.
Right? Now, this isn't like a game-breaking problem. This was just something that came up over time. This also allows them to balance guns if need be.
Right.
Okay, which very well is a legitimate use to it. You might find that you're all the playtesting in the world, and you release your game, and then some, you know, people online find some kind of way to exploit something. This allows to keep the playing field fair, which is a great thing. Because think about games like Tactical Ops. It got so bad in Counter-Strike. All these people are cheating. That's how they play the game all of a sudden.
Right.
Well, with them being able to update the console, it's like having a super admin there all the time.
Right.
Which is sweet.
Not to mention it's a lot tougher to cheat on a console.
Absolutely, because there's probably some monetary investment there too of a mod chip and the risk of getting banned from Xbox Live and all kinds of stuff. So that's a good thing, I think. And the way he described it, he basically didn't even really bring up the bug thing though. When he mentioned to the patches and updates, he looked at it in a positive light. Not like we do.
Mm.
Oh, Christ, they're going to release patches for games. No, he was like, dude, they're adding like 3 guns and 4 maps next week. And then the month after that, they're planning on adding clan matches and the whole clan ladder system. And he's like all excited over things that we have been ripping into for weeks, months. And I'm like, holy Christ, he has a point there. Now, granted, I'm saying this, they're not releasing these shitty-ass games now and patching to make them playable later. Currently, you know, that's not happening now, but I think they're still afraid to do that because it would be mutiny.
Right.
You know,
we'll see as the console programmers
right.
get used to the idea of being able to do that, and the console players get used to the idea of patching.
Accepting it more, right. Now that's another thing. It's not an option. You hook up your game and you happen to be connected live, it says, hang on, you're not playing this online unless you're running the latest version.
Right.
You know, which is nice. Okay, because I didn't have to go out and look for a patch. I didn't have to know there was a patch available. And I, believe it or not, archive every fucking patch I've ever downloaded for any game. I have them all sitting here. Why? Because I can't fucking find them when I need them most of the time, so I keep them. That costs me money. That's space on my hard drives I bought.
Mm.
This thing just automatically downloads from these incredibly fast servers. I cannot believe how fast these Xbox Live servers are. They're nuts. And it does it all for you. You don't have to worry about maybe the patch breaking or not working and not working with your sound card.
But now, a question. How the hell does someone with the stock Xbox patch their games?
I have no fucking clue. Maybe a memory card?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a memory card. Because they're like 64 megs. Those memory cards are hefty. They're not like the little 4 or 8 meg ones we had on the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
These are pretty hefty. I think they're 64 megabyte cards. They're pretty burly. They're not...
You'd still need several of them.
Well, you wouldn't do that, though. You wouldn't buy equal amount of memory cards. You'd buy one memory card, and then not 3 more, you'd buy a hard drive at some point. They're only $100.
Right.
The memory cards are, what, like 30? I think? I'm actually not sure. So, you wouldn't do that, though, you know?
Right.
It just wouldn't happen. But I'm sure there's plenty of room to patch the 1 or 2 or 3 games you actually play all the time,
sure.
You know? I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is. So that's another consideration. So then I went with he nailed me on the patches. The one thing I think that maybe he wouldn't have been maybe well thought through yet, you know. So I complained. I took the easy road, the one that everybody bitches about. I don't have an HDTV. Would I be missing out on this, you know? And another complaint of mine, a personal thing. I don't wind up playing a lot of console games. I don't sit in the living room. I can't stand it. I like to sit in the command chair, you know?
That's right.
You've got to sit near all your computers and stuff like that and absorb the radiation and whatnot. So that was a complaint. It was like, well, I can't, you know, if I'm not going to play on HDTV, I'm not going to play at all. You know, trying to take the easy road out and find an excuse. He goes, yeah, well, you know, I play on a regular TV and it looks beautiful, but get the HD VGA cable. This fucking thing, for $30, you can get the damn VGA. I didn't realize it had that. Like the Dreamcast, you could hook up to a monitor. You could hook up to a monitor to this thing, and it just so happens I just got this 19-inch widescreen monitor. So I can run the Xbox at the command center here, okay, and not have to leave my fucking chair, and at the highest resolution the Xbox will go, 1360 by 768. Now,
and in widescreen, like most of the games are designed to be.
Yeah, and it is sweet. Now, we both thought it would look a little muddy or a little blurry.
Because it's not the native resolution of your monitor.
Right, the monitor's a little bit, it's like the next step. It's 1440 right. by 900, but it doesn't. It looks perfect somehow on here. I mean, crystal clear. Mm-hmm. Everything looks great. I would say the only time I may notice anything, and I have to really look, is maybe on some text. Maybe. Not all the time, and not on a display when we're playing, but if it's just like text, like a tip when it's loading a level or something, mm-hmm. it might seem like it's like maybe a little different. Maybe. Like I think I'm making it up. I swear to God, it looks fine.
Maybe the monitor manufacturers did a better job of the scaling resolutions without us knowing that they did it.
Maybe, because this one at least looks amazing. I mean, it looks fantastic. I cannot see any flaw with it, so it's like, I am incredibly happy. And for $30, that solved my HDTV problem, because I'm like sitting 2 feet from this thing at all times, mm-hmm. so it looks huge, right? And I can see it in great detail. So my next complaint, right, this is when you know you've won the argument on somebody, when they go through their list of excuses and it finally comes down to money. You know, if you can overcome that last objection, the one it always comes down to, well, if I had all the money in the world. So I said, but they're going to drop the price soon. They're going to drop the price soon, knowing that they'll probably drop it like $30 or $50 for Christmas. He had a real simple answer for this one. Do you think you'll be able to get one when that happens? Because it'll probably be around Christmas time, when the rest of the fucking developed world is out buying these goddamn things for their little brat-ass kids.
Right.
Then I get fucked and little Timmy gets an Xbox. Or I could go get one now and have it and pay maybe $30 more, but have it for 3 months before little Timmy
mm-hmm.
and practice up so I can stomp his ass on Xbox Live. Okay. And then the final thing that I had that I tried to make as like an objection was, you know, we all know, and I'm sure, I don't know if we've actually talked about this on the show or not, but I know a lot of our listeners have seen this online where they're, like, working on a new chip. They've already, like, got it all designed. It's basically smaller. It uses less heat or power.
65 nanometer.
Right, and puts off less heat. Therefore, it's probably going to have less problems because everybody knows the Xbox has an awful lot of problems. The 360, the overheating, and all kinds of shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, yeah, but, man, I'm waiting. You know, it's like, if I could squeeze it out right now, and I could because I got just enough money on a credit card to where I could do something retarded like that and fix it in 2 months. I just got to wait for the one that works right.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was a no-brainer. You're going to get the service plan, aren't you? Well, yeah. They're going to have the new version out before the next 2 years when the service plan runs out, aren't you? Well, yeah. So, shit, take it back broken when the time comes and just get a new one, one of the redesigned ones. And I had nowhere to go. I was cornered. You know, and it was like, well, this seems like a really good idea all of a sudden. And my dumb luck, it was 7:30 on a Sunday when I was on the phone with him, and the stores had closed at 7 o'clock. And it was like torture trying to make it to the next day now. Because I had just decided, I just flipped the switch in my head, you know, like, it's going to happen. I should do this. He's right on every account. If I want to have a good time, it's playing games. What did I do that day? What did I do that very day that I talked to him on the telephone, okay? In the interest of having a good time and playing games, and this is how every day for me has gone for like the last like four weeks. I've been playing a lot of Dungeon Siege 2. Enjoying it, but I needed something else to mix it up, right? Usually when you have a console, you've got a racing game, maybe a shooting game, an RPG, and you know, you get your ass kicked by some boss, he just decimates your party, you get pissed, you go to a shooter, so you can just blow some shit up for a while, you know? Give the game a break for a minute. You kind of jump around games a little bit. It's kind of hard to focus on one game solid. Well, I don't really have anything that's been interesting to me on the PC except for Dungeon Siege 2, and I've just been playing it so much, you know, here and there. I thought, well, you know, I never got to play Half-Life 2. It's only $35 for the Game of the Year edition. Comes with Half-Life 1 Source, which would be kind of neat to play again, just with a nicer engine. It's not, by the way. And, I don't know, Counter-Strike and some other shit is on there. But for $35, I thought, no big deal. So I ran down to the Best Buy, picked up Counter-Strike Source, came home, spent 4 hours trying to get it to work was completely unsuccessful, threw in the towel, and then he called. Wouldn't I have had a lot more fun on that day off if I'd have been playing video games all day? Mm-hmm. Probably. Now, my problem, of course, wasn't that I was trying to make it work in Windows. It works just fucking fine. Trying to get it to work with Sudoku. And I mean, it plays now, but I mean, at the time, I spent 4 hours and got nowhere on it, you know? And it was a real pisser. It's like, I was getting more into the, can I make this game work, than actually play the game. You know, and it's like it's a bad habit of mine, but it's a lot of fun. You learn a lot of weird things about things that your computer shouldn't be able to do, but, you know, it does it anyway. So it was pretty neat. It was such a pisser, though, because it was like, you know, I could have been playing the 360 all day and just had a great time chatting with him on Xbox Live, blowing his ass away at something, or kicking his ass in Street Fighter 2. You know what I mean? It would have just been beautiful. So the very next day, I woke up as early as I possibly could peel myself out of bed and still made it an hour after opening to the store. Picked up the Xbox 360 Premium Package, the HD VGA cable. I picked up one of those little intercooler things, you know, and I'm sure everybody knows what I'm talking about. Those little, they attach to the back of your 360 and they have like two or three big fans in it and they push air in there more. I got some cheap ass one of those from Nyko. It was the only one they carried and it was fairly cheap, but, you know, I felt it was a good idea because where I have this sitting, it's near a lot of stuff that generates heat. I bought the Quick Charge kit. It comes with one battery pack, and I bought an extra battery pack because the Premium kit comes with a wireless controller. And one of the things we talked about, I remember us bitching about it too. Mm-hmm. I don't think wireless controllers are bad. Blah, 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 excuse, bullshit, reason, ignorance, yada, yada. The old way is the way to go. Keep the cords for life. No. Okay? Once I got my hands on this goddamn wireless, of what I already think is the best controller I've ever held in my life, and I got the wireless version finally, oh my god. This thing is amazing. So I bought two battery packs for it and the quick charge kit, so I'll never, ever have to be tied down by a cord.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that playing charge kit. No way. No way. The way to go is just having... And they're cheap. They're like $10 for a battery pack.
Yep.
So you buy one of those, the quick charge kit, you're in $40 and never have to buy batteries either. Or at least not for a number of years, I'm sure. I got a year of Xbox Live, the gold service thing. I actually bought the box, so it was like $10 more expensive than just a little card, even though it came with a headset, but I know I'd break it. So I just got the box again because it was like cheaper to buy that. A headset is $20 alone, or it was like $10 more or something if you bought the pack that I got. It even came with 200 Xbox Live points, which is kind of gay because it's stupid. There's no game you can buy with that. You know, all the games are like 400 points and up.
Right.
But they have like little pictures, which is kind of stupid. Like you can buy like a new theme for your thing. Mm. You know, like the dashboard. You can buy themes for it if you really like say Halo. You know, so each one of those like tabs, they call them blades. Has, because that sounds more gamer-like and less Windows-like, right?
Right.
It's a fucking tab, okay? you know, you can get one with, like, Master Chief in the background on one blade, and, you know, maybe the Warthog on another
one. You have to
buy that? But it's like a dollar. It's like a dollar.
Okay.
And if it's your favorite game, what's a dollar?
Those dollars add up.
They very well do. They add up so much, in fact, that I'm, like, looking at some... Like, I want the Street Fighter 2... player graphic kit.
Mm-hmm.
But they're fucking assholes. They don't give you... Okay, we're talking about like a 1-inch by 1-inch, maybe 64 pixel by 64 pixel graphic of, you know, Chun-Li's head or whatever Street Fighter character's head. For a dollar, you get four. So, of course, they have three or four packs.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have like the Ken pack, the Ryu pack, the Akuma pack, or whoever. They don't have the cool one of the guy I want. But he's in the generic pack, but I want all the other ones too.
Right.
So I'd end up paying $2 for the two I want. And it's like, oh man, to hell with that. So I use like the generic one. It comes with like 20 that you can pick from. So I use the Atari logo. Not something kind of cool. But it's just like, I don't want to pay a dollar for that.
Yeah.
And why can't I put my own picture there? Not like my head, I wouldn't do that, but like like my own logo. Why couldn't I just copy it? You know, maybe I didn't try hard enough.
I don't know. If that's in the marketplace, they might not want you to do that. It's like ringtones. You have to hack your phone
right.
A lot of times
right.
just to get your own ringtones in there.
Yeah, you're right. It's like the same idea. I'm sure they don't let you do it. I've never seen anybody with anything other than a thing I've seen that you could buy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's kind of weird. But, you know, hey, they got to make their money somehow, right? You know.
Sure.
So, I don't know. I basically bought all kinds of crap that day. And it was pretty cool. I mean, it was pretty neat. I also got an extra 2,600 Xbox Live points. I bought 1,600 points on a prepaid card, and then through Xbox Live, which was probably a bad idea, 1,000 points for 1,250, just to try to see how everything worked. It was, like, all new, so it was like, oh, it's $10 more, you know, let's just check this out. So I was able to buy some Xbox Live Arcade stuff, too. And I wound up getting Geometry Wars and Street Fighter, too, of course. Because those were, like, the best things going. And I thought it was pretty neat. I don't know. Like, I could not get over this thing. Everything that I thought that was bad about this console, totally wrong. Like, it blew my... That first night, I think I blew out an eyeball. Like, it was that much graphical overkill. Dude, my eyes hurt at the end of the day. It was just like, that was so good. That was so good. You know, I didn't want to go to sleep, but I had to rest so I could do it again the next day, you know? Because I wanted to that, but it was wild. And using that wireless controller, no lag. I thought there would be some kind of a sluggishness. It's not there. There's no problem with it at all. Now, I haven't been in a room yet with, like, four people using wireless controllers because I only have two, and I haven't played anything with two of them yet. So I don't know if it, like, makes any difference how many you have. I imagine it probably doesn't. The headset, which I use all the damn time, plugs into your wireless controller. Now, it's got a cord on it. But I can walk all over the house, talking to Bobcat on Xbox Live all day long, and play games while I'm standing outside, right. You know, still. I mean, it's really, really cool. I mean, Microsoft really paid attention to what... kind of like what gamers really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't want to lug the Xbox around. That thing's heavy and big, right? They're lazy. We'll give them something that looks kind of sharp too, because all their stuff, all their gadgets are kind of sharp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so how about you can turn the console on and off from the controller? Done.
Holy crap!
Yeah. Why did that take so many generations?
Restart the game.
Seriously. There's a lot of things that should have been there from a long... Like, TurboGrafx-16 let you restart, like, any game. You could push, like, four buttons on any controller in any game,
well,
and it would reboot the game.
Some PS2 games do, but that's the,
right,
up
it was
the
a
game.
Game.
That's up to the game to do,
yeah.
Not the system.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, wow, why did the hell didn't they do that before? You know, you can pause any game with, like, your little guide button, that big giant X in the middle, and fool around with your settings. You can invite buddies to chat. You can accept chat invites to your friends. Send a message if you want to. You can send voice messages to people if you're too lazy to type. You got 15 seconds. You can tell them to go blow themselves, and you're going to kick their ass tomorrow at some Street Fighter. You know, it's really neat. They just, like, I could sit back and be the laziest slob all day and not have to really move and get, like, overkill as far as entertainment goes. I mean, they did a hell of a job with this. And it's nice because, you know how a lot of people are, my dick is bigger than yours. You know, I've been able to beat this game with X amount of points or never dying or whatever.
Right.
Every game, even the little arcade games, have, like, an achievement system. So once you unlock something in the game, you get flagged on your account, and now all your buddies see that.
Mm-hmm.
C4 has done this, and he's not lying, you know? Yeah, and it's really neat because you can look at your buddies and say, holy crap, man, how did you do that? Can you help me with that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or I got to whoop his score's ass. You know, like Mocker. That motherfucker has almost damn near 500,000 on Geometry Wars. Oh, my, I barely broke, like, I think, was it 300 or just maybe 280 or something?
I think you got almost 4.
He was 380, and he was like 4 something high.
Right.
And I was like a good 80 below him at his 360. No. I can't remember now. Well, whatever it was, he's kicking ass at it. You know, and I haven't figured out how to view the worldwide scores yet. Like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong there. Like, maybe I just haven't looked around enough because I've been too busy playing games, which is a good thing. My poor computer is feeling a little underused. But it's about goddamn time that I got back to, like, seriously playing games all day, and it's been good. I mean, I come home from work, sit down, pick up the controller, fire up a game, and then it's like, holy crap, I gotta get up for work in 3 hours. What the fuck happened? You know, it's been fantastic. I miss those days. I miss gaming like that, and I think a lot of the listeners feel the same way. We get email from people, fucking there's nothing to play. Games suck. Yada, yada, yada. I think maybe we just need to change a pace. You know, and this, it really blew my mind. Doing this. Like, I thought, oh, this is such a bad idea. What am I doing? And I played Geometry Wars of all fucking things for like 4 hours yesterday. It was crazy. Just that game alone. Then I played Street Fighter for an hour. Then I hopped on Dead Rising for another hour or two. And it's just like, I had a great fucking time with myself. I didn't know what to do. I'm just flabbergasted, man. I'm blown away. I'm telling you. You want to play games, I think the consoles have got it right now. But we are kind of at the end of our PC cycle.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like how the cycle goes. The new consoles come out, they're smoking the computers. However, so what? If I had twice the video card I have in my computer now, I would still be playing Quake 3, Unreal Tournament 2004, and Dungeon Siege 2. I'm waiting for games like, I forgot what it's called.
Dark Messiah.
and Unreal 2007. Mm-hmm. And what else? StarCraft, World of StarCraft. I mean, really? What am I looking forward to? Yeah. That's a thin fucking list. It's a scarily thin list. It makes me glad I didn't shell out $400 or $300 for a GeForce 7900 GT.
You actually did, and then I canceled
it. Right, yeah, I did even. Right. But it makes me glad I didn't now, and yeah, right? Because it's like, I'm going to get way more gaming out of this Xbox than I am my PC for quite some time. You know? It's just going to be that way until we get some fucking amazing PC games, but I don't see it happening. Now, I'm not here to say, oh, the PC's game days are over. That is not the case. It's just that, holy crap.
Everything goes up and down.
Right. And it's looking bad right now. Just because we're on the new console cycle, I think, though. You know, it makes the PC look extra bad.
Well, a couple years ago, we were thinking that the PC was going to be dead.
We're getting closer, though. These consoles are doing some amazing things. We're not going to have fucking... Oh, wait, yeah, we are. Assassin's Creed, I was going to say, like, on the PC. We are, but I bet it doesn't play the same.
Ubisoft does that a lot, though. They put all the Prince of Persia games on the PC, and they're not the same at all.
Like, no?
You throw a controller on it, it's okay.
Right.
But
it's not always so perfect, though. And we even tried, just as a fun little test here. Okay, my computer... on Prey at like 1024 by 768 versus the Xbox 360 at 1360 by 768, and all the settings are the same. I mean, the game looks exactly alike, and the Xbox creams the shit out of my computer on it. Now, that granted, we know it has like a burly 7900 in it, and I've only got a 6800, but it's like, dude,
it's
I would have to
pay. It's also running a lot less software.
Right. There's not a lot of their overhead there involved, too. But it's like, wow. That's pretty amazing, because I guarantee you if I threw a 7900 in there, it still wouldn't be that smooth. Mm-hmm. However, I'm not a first-person console player, so I would always take the keyboard and mouse over that. I'm sorry. It's just the way it's going to be. I don't see games like Prey and Quake 4 being picked up by me. I just don't see it.
Does this have USB connection?
Dude, I'm seriously going to try it one day. Yeah, it does. Yeah, dude, what the fuck? I just told you earlier, remember, that you could plug it right here in the front. There's two USB ports right there.
Oh, right.
Because the controller is USB.
It's got to be able to.
I don't know, because the software, the game, doesn't know. Right? Which is, that's lame, because Xbox Live, the dashboard works. Mm-hmm. I can type a note in there.
Right.
But I don't think the games realize you have a keyboard and mouse.
I would so do that. If I was
making
Prey...
I'm sitting at my desk with a keyboard and mouse in front of me.
Wait, if I'm making Prey, how much does it take to throw in a little keyboard and mouse support?
You already have it.
Yeah. You already have the code in the computer version.
Yeah. So I'll try it. Maybe we'll mess around with that today, just to see. I don't think it works. I've never heard of anybody trying that before. Dude, I filled up that 20-gigabyte hard drive in one night, that very first day. Dude, I came home, and the only game I had bought was Cameo. I set up over here at the little command center, my network operations center, and I actually ran the sound through the computer, and so I didn't have to have extra speakers here, so I get to use a decent set of speakers with it, too, not just some little crappy pair. And... hooked it up to Xbox Live, logged in my account. I mean, you get forced to do like two or three updates for Xbox Live like right away. You know, I was like, oh God, here we are with the patches already. Dude, it turned out to be a good thing. They added things. You can tell it, you know, okay, you click on like Xbox Marketplace or whatever, and it's like, okay, what do you want to look at? Fucking TV, movies, videos, community gaming videos, game demos, whatever the fuck you want. So I'm like, okay, we'll check out the game demos. We'll see what four or five games they have on here. There's like 30 fucking 8 demos on there to download. I filled that fucking thing up. There's even promo videos for the 360 on the hard drive when you first get it.
Right.
Little like making of and, oh, it was so hard to work this part out. I couldn't take it for like 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, didn't need the propaganda. I already bought it.
Well, and the demo thing is one of the biggest things console gaming has been missing.
Yeah. This, I'm telling you, they thought of everything. They really did. And it was a very good, it may not be perfect. But they, it's a very good implementation of everything, because I click on a 1 gigabyte fucking demo, and it says, okay, do you want to sit here and stare at the screen, or keep fucking doing something else? Play a game or download more shit. I can hit, you know, bam, I want to play a game. I'm downloading it. It doesn't tell you how fast, though, and that's my one complaint. I wish it told me what speeds I was getting, but it doesn't tell you. But I can tell you that I think it's lying that it's going so fast. Whatever their servers are burly, because my connection does not move that fast on the fastest of connections, it seems like. And I was ripping down, you know, 700 megabyte demos in no time flat. and I've never been able to do that off the fastest FTP for anything before. I don't know what they're doing, but it's nice. It's really good. All the while, I'm talking to my buddy Bobcat up in Oregon through that right. wireless thing, through the wireless controller on the headset over Xbox Live at the same time, and playing another game at the same time.
Yeah, that's nice stuff.
Dude, all in one little box. I mean, it's like, why didn't anybody tell me how neat that was before, you know? I would have been really interested in being even lazier than I ever have been, you know? I'll tell you what. Dude, okay, along the lines that they thought of everything, they have like a global gaming defaults thing too. You can say, like, okay, if I always want to control racing games with buttons, default it to buttons for me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's a fantastic feature.
It's a great feature. If I always want my cameras inverted, why not start the game with them inverted? Why do I have to change every fucking game? No, it does it automatically for you now. It knows what you want. Well, not automatically. You set it once. And
right.
then it knows. And it's, you know, it's like, okay, for racing games, how do you want it? For action games, how do you want it? You know, it's really cool. They've got like a Artist of the Month kind of thing where you can download music videos of whatever crap Ashley Simpson bullshit it is. I've never looked. Last week was Audio Slave or Month or whatever.
Right.
Some people said they liked it. I don't give a shit. You know, I'll get videos of music from somewhere else, you know. So I wasn't too interested in that. Like, I'm not too interested in, like, the media stuff of this thing. You mm-hmm. can hook it up to, you know, a Windows PC and have it, like, read your movies and videos and pictures and whatnot.
Will it read XP, though?
You have to download, I think, some kind of a software for it, I think.
Okay.
Like there's some like little 20-meg deal you get from Microsoft's website, I think, that works. You mean Home or Pro, not Media Center. Because
right.
it works with Media Center. I know that for sure. But I think for the other ones, you have to download some little like 20-megabyte thing that like makes it see it and work well
okay.
with it. But, you know, whatever. I don't think it plays all the movies that you would usually have laying around, you know, like XVID or DivX. I don't think
right.
it works with all those. Like, you have to have Windows Media Video HD or whatever, you know. So that has even less use for me. I don't really care. But for some people, that's sweet. Dude, I can plug in my thumb drive, my 1 gigabyte USB thing.
Right.
And it's like, okay, you want to see all the pictures on this thing? Want to play the music off this thing? That's neat.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's got support for iPods. Straight up through that USB.
Yeah,
you have to download a little thing off the Xbox Marketplace. It's free.
Right.
But you have to download it, and then it, like, adds the compatibility layer there for the iPod. I mean, it's something else. They really knocked themselves out. I was blown away. I downloaded, like I said, I filled that drive that night, downloading demos, and had more games than I could play.
Which is awesome.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
For free.
Right.
Not one red cent, well, other than the cost of, the, you know, Live. But I think you can download it without paying for Live anyway. The only thing you pay for Live for is to be able to play online.
Everything else?
So
it comes with the free version?
It comes with Xbox Live Silver,
right.
which is like everything. Even the fucking voice chat, which I think you should have to pay for.
Huh.
Yeah. Crazy. It's like for free. Wow. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. Maybe somebody who has just the Silver will tell us if the downloads are slow or something. Maybe they're
slower. That could also be,
you know, like a file plant type. Yeah. Because mine absolutely hauls fucking ass. I swear to God, I heard my modem squeal over there. Like, what the fuck? Oh, my God.
Little curl of smoke.
Yeah. It was crazy. I mean, I just cannot believe how good it is. I was just really, really blown away. Now, of those demos, there's 38 demos. There's 48 movies out there of different things you can watch, too. You know, like game videos. So if it doesn't have a demo,
right.
you might be able to find a movie of a game. Like, there's no Tony Hawk, mm-hmm. Whatever the fuck it's called. There's no Tony
Downhill
Hawk demo.
Something?
Downhill Jam,
yeah.
I think, maybe. Okay. So I really wanted a demo of that. I did. I don't know. I liked it before. I didn't like the last five of them, you know.
Right.
I liked one and two. I wanted to play a demo just to see if it was worth it. And they didn't have one, so I was kind of bummed. But they have, like, you know, Amp and everything. There's no Oblivion demo either, and which is a bummer because I really wanted to see if it was, you know, how much different it was.
Mm-hmm.
See if it was way better because people tell me it's fat on the Xbox. I keep hearing that. It's fat on the Xbox 360.
Well, it does control like it should use a controller.
Exactly. And they're like, yeah, I don't have any interface problems. And I'm like, that was my biggest problem. Was that I couldn't fucking control it for shit,
mm-hmm.
you know, trying to use a keyboard and a mouse. And even the controller setup for it sucked ass on the computer because they changed it, you know. So I don't know. I mean, there's just an absolute huge amount of completely free stuff you can download. You can download 28 games on Xbox Live Arcade. And now, like Tommy said in his letter before, there's Frogger and Pac-Man and Joust and Gauntlet, you know. There's a few of those. They're not all these old arcade games. There's maybe seven or eight of those. But there's also some really nice like puzzle games like Zuma and Hexic or something.
Indie stuff.
Right, yeah. A lot of the PopCap type crap too, though, you know, or whatever the Uproar. It's like games kind of like that, I think. Maybe Uproar doesn't. It's more PopCap top stuff. And oh, there's another site that has all that shit too. I can't think of what it is though. But whatever, you know what I'm talking about. These crappy ass Flash web games, but they're really well done on this though. They're nice, and they usually call it like something something HD. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's redone, and it has a really nice controller interface and nice sound, and it's pleasing to play a lot of these games. And a lot of people will really enjoy, I think, playing some of those games. I mean, and then what did you think of the ones that you saw? Because they weren't all, you know, puzzle games. Because I don't dig on the puzzle games. I don't care.
Well, obviously, Geometry Wars is awesome.
Cool. The must-have purchase.
Mean, that's just great action fun. And for like $5 or whatever.
Yeah, it's 400 points, which is about $5.
Absolutely worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And, some of them were interesting, like that Wick one.
Oh, yeah. Where you have this weird jump system and grappling hook system and everything.
And it's kind of puzzly because you got to...
Yeah, it was different and it was cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Then, of course, we saw, like...
Outpost Coloki X.
Oh, right. This reminded me a lot of a tycoon game.
Right, yeah.
And for the people that are into that, it looked like it was a pretty nice... You could speed it up and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're into that kind of thing, that'd be great.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, for a tycoon-type game, I guess, it actually was a lot of fun.
And they also seem to be a lot more in line price-wise than, like, the PopCap games are. You want to buy a PopCap game, it's $20.
Holy crap.
For a fucking PopCap game.
See, now that Feeding Frenzy or Fish Frenzy or whatever is on there, too, which is just ass. But I'm fairly certain it's only $5, you know?
Right, and if you were to go to PopCap and say, hey, I want the deluxe version of this...
It's 20 bones.
It's 20 bucks.
Jesus. Now, Zuma is like Magnetica.
For the DS, yeah.
Right, for the DS. And I wasn't sure which one I would like more. I actually had a pretty good time playing the crap out of the demo on this, but I didn't like the controller so much. So I was wondering if it would be better with a stylus.
I actually prefer it the most, Zuma, on the computer.
Oh, okay. With a
you're using the mouse.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah. You see, that was my problem. The control stick, the analog stick, was fairly accurate and accurate enough.
Mm-hmm.
It was just not quite... I mean, I don't know. I just... It blew my mind with this damn thing. All the things that it was capable of and the cool free shit you could play. I mean, I got to play 99 Nights and Lost Planet, games that aren't even out yet. They were like, hey, this was our demo for E3. You know, it was just amazing. And then there was games like Dead Rising, where it's just like, okay, here's this game from Capcom that next to nobody's heard of. Here it is. It's supposed to be like that movie, Dawn of the Dead,
mm-hmm.
where you're trapped in the mall and there's zombies. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, it sounds interesting. Dude, this is far beyond interesting. Okay, I came home with this brand new console. And by the way, we'd like to talk about that new game smell. There's nothing like that new console smell. There is something about, like, you need to be alone. Like, I was alone,
right.
Thank God. And I was just
vacuum
like,
sealed
I had a moment. Yeah, yeah, you know, I was just like, oh, this is just wonderful. You know, I didn't have any noise, no dogs barking at me or anything. It was just beautiful. And I managed to not play a full game until, like, way late that night. Like, it was just unbelievable playing all the free crazy shit. And then I played the Dead Rising demo, which I've been hearing a little bit about and how much fun it is. And I wound up buying it, like, immediately after that. After playing the demo, like, 5 times that one night.
Mm-hmm.
I could not believe how good it is. And basically, you play this, like, photojournalist guy named Frank West. And you go to the mall at this, like, remote town in, like, the Colorado Hills or something, Willamette or something like that. And it's because weird stuff's happening. And there's, like, a media, what do they call it? Like, a moratorium, like a blackout on any news coming out of there. You cannot talk about it. So he wanted to get the scoop or whatever, and this is how you enter the game. You roll in on a helicopter and some total, like, stoner hippie guy is the pilot. You know, he's like, hey, man, yeah, let's go in there, you know? Yeah. And he flies you in over it, and your guy's taking pictures and stuff, and you see, like, the National Guard has got the city all blocked off and everything, and there's no explanation, though. And then all they're saying is it's civil disobedience, like riots and shit like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the story they're giving you. Well, you watch, like, as you're flying overhead, they're teaching you how to use the camera because, you know, you're a journalist. And so you're getting used to the zoom focus because you have to use it throughout the game. You get experience points for taking good action shots or drama or whatever. You have different quality shots, and it does a pretty good job of, like, realizing what you took a picture of.
Mm-hmm.
It's bizarre. Like, you can just be in the mall and take a shot of a zombie who's wearing, like, fishnet stockings and she's bending over, and it'll mark it as an erotic photo. It's crazy. Yeah, it's nuts. It's really neat. And anyway, you get experience points based on that. You gain levels, and you get like you can hold more items.
Mm-hmm.
You start with like four blocks of hit points, and you can carry like four items or five items. And as you level up, every so often you get maybe attack up or maybe an extra hit point block, you know, or you can carry one more item or whatever. In the demo, you start at level 10, so you're kind of burly. You have a jump kick. You don't have that when you start the game. So it's really important that you take pictures and kill zombies. You get experience for killing zombies and doing quests, too.
Right.
So, but you fly in on this thing, and you're watching. You watch, like, a building explode, and you still haven't figured it out yet. You're like, what the hell's going on? And you see, like, groups of people swarming around doing, like, weird stuff, like zombie-type things, but you're, you know, what the hell's going on? So you land on the roof, and your guy takes off, says, I'll be back in 72 hours. And that sets up the game. You have got to survive now in this place for 72 hours. And I think one of the directions that they should or could have gone with this game, and would have been sweet, and what I think a lot of people think it is GTA zombie style.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been a lot of fun if you could get out of the mall and just survive for 72 hours. That would have been a blast. But the game does take place solely like in the mall.
The surrounding, like, parking garage and...
Yeah, the inner courtyard area of it, the different wings of the mall. It's a fairly fucking big mall, though. Like, it's this little no-name town that has, like, a bajillion-dollar mall in
like
it, you know?
L.A.
Like,
mall.
You know, exactly, yeah. It seriously is. And you're just like, oh, my God, okay, whatever. But it's fun shit. You start out and meet this very mysterious human guy, because there's a few survivors in there. They all hold up in the mall, right? And, you know, he's like, oh, I can't tell you what's going on. You'll have to see this for yourself, you know? And it starts out all kind of mysterious and freaky. And next thing you know, you're in the mall. You meet this chick named Jesse and this dude named Brad who seem to kind of be controlling people. Like, they seem to be more... like leading the group of scared ass people that don't seem to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk into like this room in the mall that's like opens up to the courtyard, and all you can see is like a wall of zombies beating on the glass. And it's like they're trying to get in, and your guys are like, throw benches in the way and bark, you know, barricade us in. And you go over and it teaches you how to play a little bit. It's like, okay, pick shit up by doing this, throw shit by doing that, set stuff down by doing this, you know. It kind of walks you through it, but it really quickly gets you involved in the action. Like, this old lady, like, opens the door to try to save her dog that's outside
right.
and lets the fucking zombies in the mall. And you're like, you dumb bitch, you know? Oh, my God, you just got us all killed. And sure enough, people start dying.
Mm.
And what's neat is, like, you can save some. If you're that quick, you can keep people from dying in this. And then, like, you get stuff for it later on, more experience, whatnot, and they're in your safe haven. Because after that, you guys hole up in the security office. You know, like where the security guards would hang out in the mall. And that's where you save your game. And you can also save at any bathroom in the mall, too.
So, would your gameplay actually change, given more people you save in the very beginning?
I would imagine you just get more experience, and maybe they give you a different item or a set of clothes or okay. something kind of weird like that. Another thing is, every freaking game seems to have downloads for it. For free, some of them.
I think,
it's like a requirement.
Yeah, Microsoft required it.
So, for this game, you can download, like, five free... You don't download the outfit. You download a key to open a locker somewhere in the mall. So you have to, like, so I downloaded them all, and as I've been walking around, I already found, like, a couple, I think, where I just, it's like, oh, you used whatever key, and I remember it was one of the ones I downloaded, mm-hmm. and I get some, you know, retarded uniform. You can, anyway, the point of this game is to survive and try to find out what's going on. Okay, now they give you little quests, like, oh my God, on the security camera I see these two Japanese tourists trapped in the fucking, you know, far section of the mall down by the whatever section, and you got to get over there and try to rescue him. So you head on out there, you know, and mosey on out and taking pictures of shit. And then, of course, you get swarmed by zombies. And you're, like, picking up anything in the mall. Guitar. Wait, I had a list, didn't I? Because, I mean, you can pick up all kinds of crazy shit. Skateboards, which you can actually ride around on. I guess there's, like, a bicycle, too. A parasol, like a giant umbrella. Mm. And mow people. Your guy, like a battering ram, puts it in front of him, and you just run. And you're just knocking zombies out of the way. It doesn't do much damage, but it gets them out of the way. Guitars, guns, lawnmowers, katanas, battle axes, benches, 2x4s, baseball bats, a lipstick prop. If you go to, like, the girls' makeup shop, there's, like, a giant thing of lipstick, and you can pick it up, and you poke him with it, and it actually puts, like, a blotch of color on him and shit, like you hit him with a giant lipstick. The lawnmower, did I say that? Soccer ball, you kick it, and it, like, hella bounces off of zombies. It's all boom, bam, 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 and knocks hella zombies down and shit.
Like, all kinds of these weapons do different shit.
Yeah.
Some of them are just, like they'll make a funky noise or something, but some of them are quite different and do a lot of different
There's
shit.
There's a fucking chainsaw.
Yeah.
It doesn't last very long, but, dude, you can kill, like, 40 dudes if they're close. You're just all, and they're getting cut in half. You're cutting off their heads. You're cutting off arms and limbs and shit. and they're flying blood spraying everywhere.
You know those lawn tools that digs a hole out of like...
Oh, like a post digger thing for like a fence? Yeah.
But it's like gas powered and like it impales people, starts spinning around the zombies.
There's
and stuff.
Hedge clippers.
Crazy.
I beat the piss out of a guy with a toolbox full of tools. It does so much damage. It's crazy. You can pick up garbage cans, like ashtrays, like the big ones you see at the mall, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're just beating the people over the head. Plants, potted plants if you want. There's shotguns, pistols, a frying pan. It does more damage if you heat it up on the stove. You know? You can eat, you know, there's little food places in the mall you can eat to regain health. You'll find snacks every, like the supermarket section. There's actually a supermarket in this giant ass mall. There's food there. There's, you know, bags of chips, and they'll give you like one block of health.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like a health food place, but if you eat some like orange juice, it'll give you like four blocks of health.
Right.
You know, and there's coffee creamer for some reason, like seems to full heal at like four or five blocks. It's weird, yeah. You just like chug like a gallon of coffee creamer or something. It's fucking crazy. And there's all kinds of, you can even like mix drinks with a blender somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done it because I don't spend a lot of time fucking around, which is one of the things that keeps the pressure on. Now, the demo kind of makes it feel like you're just on a romp, killing zombies for no good reason, but just for fun, and you can find things and do things and have a good time, like GTA style, I like to say, right? Just kind of a sandbox. It's not like that, and at first I was not pleased because the demo is like that.
Mm.
But when you play the game, it's kind of like, oh, Christ, I have to do stuff. I have to go here, but it's cool because they have you on a timer. You have to be there at this time or that guy's going to die. You have to get there in 10 minutes before the zombies reach the door. Oh my God, get back here now. They're, you know, and so you're running around the mall, which does kind of give you a sense of like, dude, I can't see everything.
Right.
You know, I'm missing out on all the cool shit. But that's fun because guess what? If you play it again and you're running out of time, you might wind up going to different places and seeing all kinds of different shit because you didn't have time to duck into that store.
Well, and once you play through it and beat it, you actually can unlock a sandbox mode.
There's a, yeah, they call it unlimited mode. Right. I read ahead somewhere that they were talking about an unlimited mode and some other stuff I didn't want to mention on the show, but the unlimited mode, yeah, I wanted to, that was definitely something that's way cool because I can't wait to where just, you know, well, I beat it, and you can go back, and it saves your progress at that point, and then you can do all the quests again.
Mm-hmm.
So the save system is where you have one save slot. And if you die, you have the option to load your game from where you last saved it, or start from the very beginning of the game, at your current level, and I guess with your current people rescued.
Hmm.
Because right now, this first time through, I had this quest, and I don't want to give any details, because the story is good. The voice acting, by the way, I think is fantastic.
It's not bad.
I liked it. I was really like, wow, this feels like I'm like watching like a TV with like good actors. It was really good. But this quest, they send you all the way to the far fucking goddamn end of the fucking mall, right? Like across three wings and shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do something there. I don't want to say what. And get back in like 3 hours or 4 hours game time.
Mm-hmm.
Now an hour is 5 minutes, and you have to survive for 72 hours, which works out to be roughly 6 hours of straight gameplay if you never died and did everything perfect.
Right.
Okay? So it seems like little, you know, like, oh God, what a short game. Dude, I've been playing for 4 days and put well over 10 hours in it at this point, you know, and I'm still in like halfway through day two, you know, because it's hard. It's really hard, but it's a lot of fun. You're under these time constraints, so you have to get pretty good at doing things. You might have to do things once or twice. But while I was sent on that one mission, I was getting, you have like a little radio, like a walkie-talkie, and everybody that you've rescued and whatnot are up in the security room. And they're telling you, look, oh my God, I see these, you know, there's a little kid running around by himself, you know, surrounded by zombies in the toy store on the second floor of the whatever wing. Well, fuck. Do I have time to go get his ass? And get over there to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I just say, fuck the kid, and go do the main quest, which is probably what is a good idea to do, which is what I'm doing. I'm kind of, anyway, they keep throwing things like this at you. People keep getting discovered through the mall. And so the idea is I'm going to play it through once and just do like the main quest, and then you can go through it again, burly though, and then go pick up extra people and do some of the side quests and see some of the side stories and whatnot. And you have cases. You unlock, you know, the mystery of this, and they break it into little cases and different sections and whatnot. It's a pretty cool system.
Hmm.
Thankfully, they have that unlimited mode.
Right.
Otherwise, you would kind of feel robbed, I think, if that was it for the game. So I think that makes up an awful lot for it. And I'd say if there was one complaint, you even have mall music. It's pretty cool, you know. I'd say my only real flaw with the game is enough to make me dock it major points. Now, the problem comes here. They're constantly fucking bothering you on the walkie-talkie.
Mm.
Constantly. So much so that let's say you're fighting a boss, and they're buzzing the shit out of you. Beep, 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 beep. And you're trying to, like, not die and kill this fucking guy, and they're, like, annoying. And it's really annoying when they're trying to get a hold of you on the radio. So you hit the button to pull the radio up, and you can't attack or jump now.
But it doesn't pause.
It doesn't pause either, right? Have we learned nothing from Doom 3, where you pull up the PDA and it plays the audio message and you keep playing?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Your guy, you can walk, thank God, well, and run, right? So you can, like, avoid, but you're, like, a total jackass running around with this, you know, thing. And they don't just spit it out. You know? Oh my God, you gotta get up to the fourth floor. They're like, hey, Frank, we noticed up here at the security room, on camera 4, we saw that there was, oh, it looks like two, what looks to be Japanese tourists over in the, you know, ninja star, you know, ninja outfitting part of the mall. Do you think you could get over there and maybe check it out and get, you know? Now, meanwhile, I'm running away from a guy who's shooting at me with a shotgun in a supermarket,
right,
chasing me down with a cart with spikes on it like he's trying to ram me. And I'm like, get it out already. Now, here's the worst part. If you get injured, you, like, you know, it, like, cuts the guy off on the thing while you stand up again,
mm-hmm,
and then immediately starts bugging you again. Beep, 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 answer it again. So every time that happens, you have to answer it again, and the very first thing they say every single time, oh, that was rude, don't cut me off again like that, what's wrong with you, Frank? And then they start from the very fucking beginning all over again, and it makes you, and you can't jump either. So if you're just walking around trying to get somewhere and they're harassing you, and you have to jump up something, you have to wait for them to finish their spiel. And it, like, really sucks ass. I mean,
wow,
it's terrible. Because it happens not once in a while. It seems like every 5 minutes they gotta bother me with something else. And I get so angry trying to play. Because it's like, dude, I've got, you know, my foot in a zombie's mouth right now and an axe in a zombie's head. And there's two chasing me. And you're telling me about this little girl. I don't give a... You know, they need to fix it. They need to make it so that they just talk to you. And you can still play. Because it's so goddamn bad. That so bad, in fact, that I want to knock it from a $60 game to a $40 game. It's annoying to play this game. As much fun as I'm having, I find myself yelling at the screen all the time. Stop talking to me! I'm dying! You know, you couldn't wait to say all the fucking time. Half the game, it seems like I'm listening to these fucking people on the goddamn thing.
No, you can wait and not answer it.
If yeah,
in the
middle
of something.
Right, and it tones out the music and the game sound to you getting shot at with beep 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 constantly.
Right.
I mean, it is the most fucking worst choice there is for a game. To make the player stop when he's in the middle of heavy combat and intense shit to answer the fucking radio, which enables him not to jump or attack anymore at all.
Right.
I mean, it's fucking stupid. It is so... I can't tell you how many times I've been standing on top of something where I, like, had to answer the phone all of a sudden, and I'm like, I just chills up there listening to, you know, it's so fucking stupid. Or if, like running up, this happens a lot, you're going back to the security room, and you can jump up, you have to, like, crawl, like, well, jump up, like, these piles of garbage, and you get on top of, like, these rafters, and you can go out to the roof and get to the security room.
Mm-hmm.
You can't jump, so every time I come in this room, sure enough, they're talking to me, and there's zombies in there, and I'm standing in the corner waiting to be able to jump up so I can get away from the zombies so I can get to the goddamn security room. I mean, all the fucking time. And it doesn't help that you've only got 30 more seconds to get there, you know, because you're under time constraints, and you can't move now, basically, because you have to listen to these. It's so bad. It's so fucking bad. But, you know, you also do have a little guide arrow, which is nice, because you get lost in the mall, I don't know my way around, because you're busy killing zombies and looking at all the pretty shit and crazy stuff out there. So you just click on the quest that you want to do, and it gives you, like, an arrow which way to go, like Crazy Taxi did, to go pick up or drop off the guy, which is nice. It's nice when you're under those kind of time constraints. You don't have to fucking wander around and memorize the mall before you can actually play.
Mm-hmm.
They did a great job, though, but I really want to say that I would not pay. In fact, Bobcat asked me. He's like, hey, I'm going to go pick that up today, and I said, wait till it's $40. Because it's just, it's fun as shit, but goddamn, it's not like the demo, and you're going to be pissed off at it, because it's just a fucking annoying a good portion of the time, but it's a blast. You know, it's
right,
so good, it gets past this crazy flaw, you know? So I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's a lot of fun, but I'm going to have to go with the 40 out of 60.
I certainly enjoyed the demo.
It's a lot of fun, though, isn't it? It's a lot of fun. So I don't know, the game's pretty... You even pick up books, and if you have a book in your inventory, there'll be a book that, like, a sports magazine, you can use a baseball bat for three times as long, because your items go away. Right. You can only use an item for a number of, like, hits. And then the item is like, weakened, and you can't use it anymore to kill zombies with. Which is nice, because it adds some strategy there. Unlike, let's just say, what's that fucking game called?
99 Nights.
Right. Unlike that game, where you put it best with your Dynasty Warriors comment.
Well, yeah.
Dynasty Warriors 360.
Yeah, it's just Dynasty Warriors, and it looked you just like press the one button over and over and over
there's
and over.
There's two. Well, they don't really change up a whole lot as far as your attack goes. It gives it a different animation. You're still spinning that thing in a 360 degree circle, pretty much, though.
Mm-hmm.
Whoopie doo.
And then you gain some orbs, and now you can press a different button once.
Once. For like 5 minutes, you get a different attack. Once in 5 minutes, you get a different attack for like 10 seconds. Yay. Now, in the first, 5 minutes, 10 minutes of this, you're up to like, 1,300 kills?
I will say, that is impressive. There are a ton of enemies on the screen, plus your dudes. And not a lot of slowdown.
I didn't notice slowdown during the combat.
Right.
I swear, the one time that we thought we saw slowdown was this, like, animation that's not even well done. Yeah, in a cutscene.
So it may have been, maybe it was supposed to be, like,
dramatic
slow.
Effect, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that it choked on that and not anything else.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any fucking sense, because there's nothing to that scene.
So that is very impressive.
Yeah.
And a good sign for the future.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that we're going to have games where there's literally hundreds of dudes on the screen. You know, and you're swinging your weapon around. But the game is so fucking utterly boring, it blows my mind.
Yeah.
It's that bad. You get to pick up items. You know, like, you get, like, I picked up, like, a wind cloak plus one. Or wind, mm-hmm. No, it's not plus. It's wind cloak one, wind cloak two, or whatever. And that gives you something. Like, you can move, like, you know, I got an attack speed increase, or an attack damage increase once, and I got a couple speed, like, walking increases,
mm-hmm.
And then you get like you can refill your hit points. There will be like a potion laying out there. You walk over and it heals your hit points and whatnot. But overall, it's the most boring game I've ever played.
Well, and the maps, like at least the one that was in the demo,
right,
wasn't even like
an open field battlefield.
You had like little tunnels that you could go through.
Yeah,
terrible.
Now, granted, in its defense, when you were playing though, that little tunnel was a pretty wide fucking space, though.
Sure, but it's still, like,
it
can go here or here.
Right. Yeah. And that's all there was to it.
Yeah.
Now, I saw reviews for this around, actually, before I played it, and I probably let that bias me a little bit. Because all the reviews were... Now, I saw the hype before the game, though, too, and thought it was going to be the best thing since sliced bread.
Mm-hmm.
Then the reviews come out, and they're giving them fives and sixes, and I'm like, wow, where did this game go wrong? But see, I hate Dynasty Warriors, so I don't know why I thought this was going to be good. The hype got to me, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And this game blows chunks, but I bet Wolf would love it. He loves Dynasty Warriors. He likes that, oh my god, I'm on fucking 40,000 combo!
What?
My fucking thumb went numb an hour ago, you know? And you're just doing the same, like, two or three moves, over and over and over.
Well, and if people like Dynasty Warriors, they might want to check this out.
They might love it, because the graphics are amazing in this. You know, like, the enemies are pretty decent looking, but they are all the same. It may be 200 of them, but they're all the same.
Right.
And granted, they do get two different models on the screen once in a while, I noticed in the demo. Tricky. But, fuck, was it boring as all shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was not impressed, but the graphics were nice. I mean, so nice, though, because I was playing it that first night, that I was, like, screaming at the monitor the first time I saw, like, the super mega juiced one, you know, the one that happens after every 10 regular special moves.
Right.
And I was like, oh my god! And, like, this giant, like, vortex black hole thing opened up in the sky and sucked all the enemies in, and I was like, that was fucking impressive. But that's it.
Right.
That's all there is to it.
Well, I think They would have gone a long way in making the game a lot better if they had put, like, actual button combos in.
Yeah, that, like, would have been way cool. Like, Final
BBA
Fight or something. Yeah.
Swing the thing around.
Yeah, give the players something to do.
Yeah.
You know, the computer can play that good just as good as I can. If all it has to do is randomly tap X constantly,
mm-hmm.
and go in some random direction. I mean, there's very little to it.
You can teach your dog to just, like, step on it.
Seriously, the dogs could play. It's that bad. And I can wholeheartedly say that it's not worth playing. But see, the beauty of this now is that I've got 38 demos we can play and review,
mm-hmm.
but all these people with Xboxes have already played it. So we're preaching to the choir, but we're also explaining to these people what they're missing.
Right.
You know, that and yes, you are missing out. I'm telling you, there's something to be said for some of this stuff here. You know, I'm bummed I can't play Oblivion. I want to check it out, but I might have to rent it. But do you know what fucking Blockbuster wants to rent a game these days?
What?
$8.
Holy crap. That's for how long?
5 days.
Oh, well, at least it's five days.
Yeah, not 7 days. 5 days. That's more than what I paid to own Perfect Dark Zero. Brand new with $7.50. And, well, because I get a deal on those two games. And Project Gotham Racing 3 was $7.50. But the point was, Bobcat was telling me, just go rent it. And I'm like, dude, I bought it for less than that, you know? He's like, just rent it until you get it. I got to wait 2 weeks to get it. There's a whole other assload of games that I got a chance to play, like, very thoroughly of the demos for. Like, I even played, like, 3 levels in Cameo, which was that adventure game that came out right when it first came out. Mm-hmm. Not enough to do any kind of a full review. It was a very fun platformy kind of game where you change into different creatures. I guess you can get up to, like, 10 of them, I guess. The controls were kind of weird at first because all your actions were, like, the trigger buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And your shape-changing abilities are on a button. Face button. So it just seemed a little weird, but you get used to it fairly quickly. It's not like it's completely retarded. There's no option to change that, but it does work.
It is possible that later forms actually use the pressure sensor, too.
Maybe,
I don't know.
I have no idea what's going to go on later on. I haven't really got that far, or even any other forms other than the three.
It is real interesting how the forms interact with each other. Like, you have to use different forms to perform different actions.
They thought it through pretty cool, like the rolly ball guy.
Right.
You know, you can charge up and shoot yourself off somewhere, pause midair, morph into the ice beast looking guy, and grab onto the side of a wall and climb up it if it's like all made out of ice. It's pretty cool, you know. They use them all pretty neat, you know. And then you have to have the ice guy to throw an icicle at the thing to hit the gate to open the gate, but it only opens a little bit, so you turn into the plant guy, who's small. You shrink down into the ground and go underneath the gate, you know. Little things like that is what we're getting at here. Burnout Revenge. The game that I was like, oh, God, I got to try it because the demo's on there for free, whatever, I'll give it a spin, even though I played it on the PS2 and wasn't too terribly impressed. It was an awful lot like Burnout 3.
Yep. Mm. Part of your problem, I think, might have been you had just gotten done playing Burnout 3.
Three, right.
So much.
Right, right. I think so, too, because I was burned out on it.
Right.
You know? So, but now, it's been a while, and I fired up the 360 version of Burnout Revenge, and absolutely, it's like a new game.
Mm-hmm.
Even the loading screens are hell of the fuck better than they are on the Xbox and the PS2. The game, I cannot explain the level of polish it has and speed. It's
right.
Like they did twice the game somehow, you know? I swore they made, like, the Xbox and PS2 one, like, bad on purpose or something. I swear to God, because this game is that good.
They upped the graphics for the for the PS2 one compared to Burnout 3.
Right, right, right.
And then they ran out of, like, power to make that the speed effect.
Yeah, huh.
And so,
I know what you're talking about.
And so in the 360, they were able to bring back that hardcore speed
with
feeling.
The polish.
Right.
Everything looks fucking beautiful in this. You know, everything is crystal clear, yet when you get going, you know, I think I remember describing on Burnout 3 how you had, like, the everything got kind of blurry, and it really felt like you were going fast.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, even, you get a little bit of that effect. And once you hit those top-end speeds for whatever car, just like in a real car, it starts shaking a bit, you know?
Right.
It's fucking awesome. I mean, you really get that speed demon, like, rush while you're playing it, you know? And you can find that out from just playing the demo, even. It's just that good. You can download some cars, too, if you own the game. I went out and bought it after that because it was so great. It's one of the cheaper games now. It's $40. And Cameo and I think Perfect Dark Zero are going to be $20 in October. They're supposed to be dropping the price. It's supposed to be like a platinum hits type of thing.
Right.
They're going to be dropping the price of at least those two, I think.
I'm glad their platinum hits is going to be $20. Like all they have been instead of $30.
That's what I was afraid of too. Exactly. They're going to still stick you for the extra $10. But they're not. But you know what? That was a big concern of mine. I was like, oh my God, $60 per game. This is going to get, you know, incredibly expensive too fast, and these games just can't be worth it. Okay. They are. Every game that I have played that I have, like, liked has blown my fucking mind. And the amount of work that must go in to create this game is just astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really just must be something else. I played a little bit of the Perfect Dark Zero demo, and I actually kind of dig the single player. Even though it's a first-person shooter, the controls aren't complete ass. You know, this is from, like, GoldenEye pedigree here, okay? The good one. So, on the Nintendo 64. So, I actually seem to be having a pretty fun time with the single player demo. I haven't. The full game should be here in like 2 weeks. But the multiplayer I have some issues with. Now, my buddy Bobcat and his girlfriend, they love it. They play it all day long and want me to play with them online multiplayer because it's just great. They're in a clan and all this shit. But I did play. We played on the demo maps for a while, a couple hours we played, the three of us, with a whole shitload of people from, you know, just random players on Xbox Live. And I don't like the multiplayer because it's ball slow compared to any computer first-person shooter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's slow because nobody can aim with a shit. You know, there's people who can aim pretty good,
mm-hmm.
right? But I would blow their minds if I had a keyboard and mouse. I mean, they wouldn't know what to do with themselves. They'd be like, oh my God, that guy's cheating. Because it's that different, and I just cannot get behind it. And it feels slow.
Mm-hmm.
The multiplayer feels slow. And if these people had a computer that was worth half a shit and could see something like Quake 3 or Unreal Tournament 2004, they would be like, why the fuck am I playing something on a console with a first-person shooter? They just don't know, but you can't tell them.
Right.
They argue with me, and they get pissed off. And you know what? Fuck them. You can live in your own little world.
I'm worried one day they'll win, though.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be bad news. That would be terrible. But I don't know, we'll see. I think RTS and first-person shooters, their home is on the PC.
Mm-hmm.
If just for the interface. If I could use a keyboard and mouse, I wouldn't have a complaint. It would probably be a sweet game.
Well, and they still could. Like I was saying, the PS2 has USB connectors,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so why is this so hard?
Not that tough.
Okay, it's not. Just do it for those of us that want it. You're going to make a racing wheel for the fuckheads that want to play race car games all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Why in the fuck can't I get a keyboard and mouse if I want to headshot some people with some amount of accuracy, you know? It's bullshit. I also went out and bought Street Fighter II Hyper Fighting, you know, the arcade ROM. It's the arcade ROM, not like the Super Nintendo ROM. It's the arcade ROM on Xbox Live Arcade, and that one was more expensive. It was like, I think, 800 or 1,000 points.
Mm-hmm.
No, 800 points. It must have been. It must have been 800 points.
So it's like $9, $10.
It was, right. So it's cool because I can play with some, you know, I can play an old school game, the arcade version, with a friend of mine that we used to play nothing but that game in high school for hours on end, and it's still a blast. It's still fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time. But you can configure all your controls just the way you like them, you know, so it's a little different than the arcade. You have, you know, those options. And these arcade games, like the old arcade games like that, you can stretch the graphics to fit the size of your monitor or keep them small and real size and everything. So you get a few options for the graphics for some of these games. They have, like, the enhanced graphics mode for some of these games to make them look a little better on your monitor. Like, Gauntlet comes to mind. It looks a lot better with the enhanced graphics.
Yeah.
Or you can use, like, the old-school one if you really want to get that, you know, on back in the 70s feel, you know, playing fucking Space Invaders. So, I don't know. I mean, overall, it's been a very, very good thing, I think. I mean, one solid purchase, and I'm so happy that I'm going to be able to actually play, you know, some games, and to the point where days go by, and I don't know what happened to that time because I was having so much fun.
Well, and I am personally really looking forward to more the midlife, where the
right.
Steam really gets going.
Right.
And
like maybe in a year?
Right.
Right. So, I'd love to talk about Lost Planet a little bit, and Grid Wars, I'm going to call it that forever. Geometry Wars is just a bomb. And I'd like to talk about Enchanted Arms, but I actually haven't gotten around to even trying that yet. And there's some other things that I thought were really nice that we wanted to talk about. We just don't have the time today, and we're not going to do a 360 games thing next week. It's just not going to happen. There's going to be, hopefully next week actually should be all kinds of games.
Mm.
Next week should be using Ribo's notes that he built for us, the fall preview show, you know, because see, it's not fall yet.
Right.
We have to wait till the day after tomorrow, and that's the first day of fall, I believe. So then we can do it.
There you go.
So even though the show will air the day after that day. So.
I just want to say, if you have an Xbox 360 or you're getting one, Geometry Wars is a must-buy.
Absolutely. For 400 points.
It's like $5.
Yeah.
Get it.
You have no reason not to. This game is a blast. Street Fighter's a little steep.
Right.
It really is. Like, as much as a fan I am of it, I sat down and played it, you know, last night, went all the way through it again, and was just like, you know, this shouldn't have been 800 points.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good game. It shouldn't be 800 points, though. It should maybe be 400 or 600 points. And shit like fucking Joust should be like 200 points.
Yeah,
you know?
A brand new game, well, basically brand new game like Geometry Wars is going to be 400.
Yeah. With
some
fat graphics
games,
and sound and
yeah.
whatnot, right. They need to do a little adjusting. But hey, if people will pay it, they will pay it, and it must be fun and a good game.
Yeah.
So I enjoy it. And I got to get this out of the way because I'm not doing it next week because I hate it. Scary Movie 4 gets a Canadian dime. That movie was not funny. It was boring. Absolute, utter fucking shit crap. It was balls.
Did it even have the Wayans brothers in it?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Like, I watched it twice.
Why?
Well, I watched it once and fell asleep, like, just past halfway through, and then I sat out here playing Dungeon Siege while I was watching it, and I just could not do it. I was like, this movie's fucking retarded. It was bad.
There she goes.